Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Welcome along to another Balkan Adventures podcast. Tamara, at the moment, I mean, she said that she was going to come on one of these soon, but I think she's trying to work out how to use Facebook a little bit more than what she does at the moment. So for those that don't know, if you check out Fit and Healthy After 40, that's, all in one sort of phrase, .com, you'll see that ladies around the age of 40 and over share their tendency to want to be like really slim and svelte and fit, basically. So she's doing that, and I'm sat here. It's about 20 to 7, I think, on a Tuesday evening. You're hearing this on a Wednesday, as we do every Wednesday. Three cool pieces of Balkan music, as ever. I will put the links to where you can find that particular group on YouTube, because people like to listen to music and watch YouTube videos. But the last couple of days, my friend Bruce has been here, and those that are following us on Facebook and Instagram will know that. I've just been checking out one comment that's just come in on Facebook saying, are you and Bruce skiing or scheming? Well, the answer to that is both, actually. We've been outside today, and it's still bitterly cold, and the snow is, well, it should sort of like melt away sometime. But we're going to go to Sarajevo, to a place called Jahorina, and we're going to look at a little project there. So Bruce is sat next to me. He's got a glass of Loza, which is like rakia made of grape. Do you like it?
It's delicious, and it's certainly hit the mark, that's for sure. Yeah, it warms you up on a nice cold winter's evening.
Because you're going to have an early night because you've been working hard, or is it because you've been drinking too much Loza?
We've actually been working very hard. We've done lots and lots and lots of thinking, and we've been discussing this project for about 3 years, and it's all come together at the right time. So that's why I'm tired.
We won't talk too much about the project because it's secret. But you out of the people that I know, there's a nucleus of people who I would call a Yugophile. I think that's the best way to do it because that encompasses Serbia and Croatia and Bosnia and Herzegovina and Macedonia and Montenegro and Slovenia. Would that be a correct description of you?
Absolutely. I hope I've got a respect for all of the peoples and the history and the topography. It's a fascinating place to come to, and it's very welcoming. People are kind, people are very friendly, and there's so much potential here to do really good business and to, you know, quietly help some people out in the meantime. So yes, I enjoy coming here very much.
I was saying last week on the relaunch, first episode of the relaunch podcast, that I arrived here first in 1993 for 3 weeks during the conflict, and I was near Tomislavgrad, and then I came back in 1998 with the military, and then I stayed. You have a similar story because you worked here with the military before, didn't you?
I did. And the key takeaway for me was to listen, to really listen with an open mind and to keep asking questions and ask lots of different people for their answers, and to do, as I said before, lots of thinking and just keep questioning the whole time.
What do you think the main difference is between Balkan people and British people?
People are people. They just want to look after their families. They want to be safe. They want to run a business. They want to be employed. People are people. Full stop. I think it's, if you're wise, you can listen to the stories and try and find out. You know that that poetry about walking in someone else's moccasins or someone's shoes. I think if you can start from that kind of viewpoint of who cares what I think, I'm interested in what you think and what has shaped your life, your history, your narrative, etc. Everybody gets on.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara.
Stora, kula na nebe.
Balkan Adventures podcast, my friend Bruce with me, and just finding out that he's been here before. When you were in Sarajevo before, and that's where you were based, you had a media type job. How difficult was it to work with local media? Because they do say here that they are slightly in a world of their own, maybe the world that you and I knew about 40 years ago.
Again, just treat everybody with respect. The media world is about, you could say it's about storytelling, or it's about explaining a story. It's usually a human endeavour. The bottom line is, I had a story to tell about the unit that I was working with and the people I was representing. So I was able to do that, and you do that by explaining why you're doing things or why certain things are happening, obviously as a certain viewpoint, to the journalists. And again, if you can earn their trust, and if you can help them to understand the story, that's great. And the quid pro quo is, if they've got questions, you go away and you find out, and where you can, you help them and you explain the story backwards, as it were.
What were the language difficulties, if any?
Well, I don't speak Serbo-Croatian.
I do a little bit.
But the bottom line is, human beings are human beings. So there's body language, or there's football, or there's always common ground. And I think if you start from a premise of trying to find the common ground to anchor a conversation, and then I think if you are genuine, people find out quite quickly. And within the bounds of what you can do, you can share that story, and from that you can ask, why do you think this? Why do you behave in a certain way? Why are certain things happening? And you can find out. And really, media, journalism, being a spokesperson, that's what it's all about, trying to explain those stories.
Do you find people from, I mean, this is not good questioning technique. If you're listening to this and you're a journalist and going, why is he not saying what, why, when, where, how? Yeah. But then Bruce is one of the team, so he understands. And do you find Balkan people open or unnecessarily closed?
Well, I don't think I can say Balkan people, because that's just too generic.
You can actually thin it down to more specifics.
Yeah. Well, I spent the majority of my time in Sarajevo, so I was with urban city people, and I used to fly around the country and I used to go and visit, but I wouldn't claim to know people from certain areas. Maybe I could. You know, I've got a reasonable amount of experience, and I could ask reasonable questions, but I wouldn't claim to know and say, yeah, all Balkan people are like this. I wouldn't dare to presume. All I can say is that the people that I worked with, the people I worked for, the people I commanded, they're human beings, and they're good people, and they just want to look after their families and make a living in life. They quite often, history or circumstance has dealt them a pretty rough hand, actually, but they're just trying to make the best in life with the circumstances that they've got. I found the vast majority of Balkan people that I came across, like everybody else, treat them with respect. They treat you with respect if you earn it, and they just want to get on with their life.
They're hospitable, aren't they?
Massively. Genuinely, I've spent a lot of time in Scotland as well, in the United Kingdom, and if there's an analogy, it would be with the kind of Scottish, Northern Irish, whereby you don't have to make an appointment to call on someone's house. You can just pitch up with, you might be introduced, and the tea, the coffee, the cakes, the biscuits, the raki will come out. It's less formal. And I actually think it's almost like the language, insofar as, from what I know, what you see is what you get. So it's kind of phonetically spelt. And I do find that the people were quite... just themselves. Just you know, they'd be friendly or straight with it. Even if they wanted to have an argument and disagreement, at least you knew it was a straightforward, you know, I don't like something, I disagree. Fine, you can disagree, but these are the facts as I'm explaining to you. And people could agree to disagree by and large.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Dok je gledam u but almost. Live at Alma.
Balkan Adventures podcast with Bruce today. Just before that last piece of music from Shadow and Code, you were saying that the analogy is between Scotland and Bosnia. Scotland is a land of crazy fire water and weird food. So the crazy water being whiskey and the crazy food being haggis and totty and neeps and fried breakfasts where the actually food component parts slide across the plate on grease. So thoughts about Bosnian food and drink.
Okay. Well, that was sweeping generalizations of Scottish cuisine.
No, it wasn't. Everybody knows.
Exquisite. absolutely exquisite, and the whiskey is superb. Bosnian cuisine, its strong point arguably is not salad or vegetables. But it's you sit down and you enjoy a meal together. You know, it's you share a meal. I think that's the point to make. I've had some very interesting, pleasant conversations over a meal or over a coffee and a rakia, just sharing ideas or just sharing life, really. And I think food is part of that. It is a different cuisine, but it's a very genuine cuisine. And I'm in rural Bosnia at the moment, and literally the small holdings or the small farms, you know, they have the pigs and the sheep and et cetera, and they will butcher their own meat and they will share it with you, usually over a glass of rakia, but there you go.
So what do you prefer? Do you prefer beef? Do you prefer lamb? Do you prefer chicken? Do you prefer pork?
My favourite is lamb. Again, I've spent a lot of time in Wales, and some of the finest lamb in the UK comes from there. Yeah, I'm a big fan of lamb.
Do you like mint sauce with it?
Of course I like mint sauce.
You do know that they think that we're heretics if we eat mint sauce with lamb here.
That may be the case, but I still like it, yeah. Again, it just comes back to the history, the narrative, the customs, and it's respecting that. If I don't have mint sauce with my lamb, well, there you go. If I do, super, and we can share that and have a laugh.
You're mentioning rakia, so the question is plum, apple, pear, or grape loza? What's your favourite?
Well, I've just been introduced to grape loza, actually, by your good self. I like it a lot. The plum rakia I really do like. And what I find fascinating is the stills, and they make it themselves. And it's really good quality. And I think it's a good thing to share a tot or a splash of the old rakia, and to sit down and to listen, ask a few questions, and that's a pleasant way to live your life.
You were talking about the stilling. It always reminds me every season, every November time when they do it here, from that great scene of The Great Escape with Steve McQueen making hooch out of potatoes. It is very similar, isn't it?
I think there's a quality control. Certainly on the sort of poutine hooch that I've imbibed in, it's good quality. And, you know, the company's always been a good laugh, particularly a good self. So, I'm enjoying it.
We're going to get in we're going on Thursday, I believe, maybe mid-morning to go down to Sarajevo. It's going to be five and a half hour trip by coach because we're going to take the bus rather than the car because of weather conditions, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The transport infrastructure here, though, is pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah, but you get there. If you live in a very sophisticated big city, there are train strikes or, you know, the commute takes a long, long time. The frustrations here are just the same as the frustrations in all sorts of parts in the world. So, you know, are the roads pristine? No, but you could say that about lots of places in the world. Will the bus journey be actually a real journey? Will it be travelling through fantastic countryside? Will you and I do a lot of planning, a lot of talking, share some good laughs on the way down? Yes, we will. So it'll be, if you're a fan of travelling, which I am, actually it'll be a proper journey. Could we have done it quicker? I should think with better roads and a fancy coach, maybe we could. But we'll get there safe and sound, and at the end of it, we'll be ready to go and do our wee project.
We're going down to Sarajevo. I live in the north of the country, so I don't get down to Sarajevo as much. Maybe you actually see it more than me. But over the last 2 days, there's a certain degree of nostalgia for you and Sarajevo. What if somebody said, you know, give me one thing about Sarajevo that I should either see, I should do, or experience? What would Bruce say? Just one thing.
Listen to the stories. It's fascinating. The fingerprints of history are there everywhere if you have the wit to look, particularly if you look up on the architecture. And there's so much history which is centred on Sarajevo. If you think it was the dividing line between the Western and the Eastern Roman Empires, then you had the Ottoman influence. My favourite pub, by the way, in Sarajevo is the Phoenix Bar, and that's just inside the sort of Turkish Han fort area. So if you can ask where to go in the Phoenix Bar, you'll hear some great stories and people will explain to you some of the history. Yeah, if there's one thing, meet the people and share a coffee, share some rakia, ask about their stories.
We're going to look at a ski, we won't give too much away, we're going to look at a ski resort when we're down there. And people say that because of Bosnia post-conflict and all the hoo-ha that it hasn't developed well, but you keep saying, well, hang on, it's got to be Olympic quality, hasn't it?
Well, it has. 1984, it was the Winter Olympics, where we're going to. When I worked here, I used to run in the mountains and just fabulous runs. I mean, just clean air at altitude in the forests. The ski resort is Olympic standard. It's just that nobody knows about it.
That's really weird, though, isn't it? I mean, it was 1984. It's still in living memory. All I remember, though, is Torvald Lundin and Bolero and in the big ice stadium. But it's got everything, isn't it? Ski jumps and what do they call them? Blue, red and whatever runs? I don't know. You know more about skiing than me. Well, you look like you're more fitter than me.
We shall see when we get down there. All I know at the moment is that it's world class. In places, the toes are very well maintained. They're as good as you get on any really really top of the range resorts. We shall find out. We shall go have a good look. And but certainly the ski runs are Olympic standard.
Well, I'm going to make a vlog down there. Bruce is going to do all the. He's what you're the. You're the talent, right?
I'm the good-looking one. No. We're just going to go and find out. We'll go with an open mind and, again, ask questions.
So that's it. We're going to go and ask lots of questions. Thanks a lot for tonight.
My pleasure.
he said that because that's another. He keeps saying how much more money are you putting on the table? So I had to put another 10 marks.
Not at all. Got the bottle of raki still there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's here. Hang on. That's to prove that's not a sound effect playing. So that's it for this edition of the Balkan Adventures podcast. Back again next Wednesday. I don't know what we're going to be talking about then, but then you know when you answered the poll on the Facebook group, it was personal thoughts and ramblings, and it has been a bit of a ramble, isn't it?
Perhaps.
He's so polite. He's something. Whereabouts in Britain do you come from originally?
Oh, I'm a nomad. I don't come from anywhere.
But if you had to say, would it be Wales? Would it be the West Country? Where would it be?
Down south, mate, innit?
Down south. Okay, so he's from down south. We're set up in the north of Bosnia. Thanks for joining us on this particular podcast. It's really great for you to join us. And remember, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode by clicking on the subscribe button on SoundCloud, or just check out Balkan Adventures on iTunes and you'll never miss an episode. And I will see you next week.
И разоран ударац десно. Сам чао те е спасо, кад те прца с бураце рима чеко, у мраку пред пиварон. И онда кад те агент 071 педагошки трехо, о станични сици би успио е да убие Бога у тебе,
al džavo u tebi je ostao da živi.
Find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at ananglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pachinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.